starting a new series today. Each Sunday we're going to do, for the first 10, 15 minutes or so, Toras Rabbeinu, Toras Rav Shechter. So we're going to start with the Hakdama to his very first Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. So today we're just going to summarize his introduction to his published works, to his published Torah, and it says a lot about his Torah in general. It's a very good introduction to the Torah of Rav Shechter in general, and certainly the Hashkafa of his Torah. And then Bez Hashem, next week and going forward, each time we have, I guess even each time we have a Sunday schedule, we'll do a different chapter of one of his Sfarim. Maybe we'll even go in order, Keseder. So today we're going to do the introduction of Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. Rav Shechter has written three Sfarim aside from the Sfarim of biographies or intellectual biography of the Rav, the Nefesh Rav, Petunia Rav, and Divrei Rav. He's written three Sfarim of his own, and one starts with the letter Aleph, the second one starts with the letter Beis, the third one starts with the letter Gimel. Eretz HaTzvi, Be'ikvei HaTzon, Ginas Egos, we should be Zochet Tzim, finish the alphabet many times over. Rav Shechter starts by discussing, the Pasuk says, Tashas Choshech Ve'yihi Laila, and the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Pei Gimel says that Olam HaZeh is Dome L'Laila, that this world is similar to night. And Mesil Sharim famously explains, in what sense is Olam HaZeh like nighttime? If a person is walking in the dark, there are two problems with walking in the dark. First thing is, you don't see a lot of things. There are things that are there that you simply don't see at all. But the second problem with walking in the dark is sometimes you do see things, but you have no idea what they are. You think that they're something other than what they are. You see a tree, you think it's a person. You see a person, you think it's a tree. You don't know what the things in front of you are. So the Mesil Sharm points out that in life, the same thing is true. Sometimes we just don't see the stumbling blocks in life. We just don't see those things that can trip us up and cause us trouble. And sometimes we do see them and we don't recognize them for what they are. We see something that's only going to cause us tzaris, it's only going to cause us trouble, and we think it's a mitzvah, we think it's something great. Or we see something that we think is great, and really it's only going to cause us trouble, it's only going to cause us tzaris. So how does a person get around this problem? How does a person find the ability to see? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with light. Va'alecha Yizrach Hashem. Hashem shines on us. Ki ata neri Hashem. Va'Hashem yagia chashchi. Hashem lights up the darkness. So to the extent that we connect to Hashem, that is the light that will lighten up our paths. The only problem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hidden God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God that practices tznius. We don't easily find Him, we don't easily see Him. So how do we access that light of Hashem? So the answer is very simple, V'ha'er einenu b'sarasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lightens our eyes with His Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Torah provides us with a light where we're going to be able to see things the way we should. Kol HaTorah Kula, we assume, is Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes in his introduction to his Perush on Torah, the entire Torah is in some level a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to access Hashem, you want to access the light that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you, you have to access His Torah. So the more we connect to His Torah, the more light we have. And that's why the Gemara says in Tamid Beis and Beis, Kala Osik B'Torah B'Layla, Shechina Kenegdo. We experience Hashem through learning Torah. The Medrash tells Hashem, Ori V'Yishi. What does Ori mean? Ori Zerash Hashana. That's one of the explanations of why we read the David throughout Elul and the Yom Narayim, is because of that Pasuk. Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom HaKippurim. We have the Drasha on each word in the Pasuk. Why is Ori Rosh Hashanah? Because man was created on Rosh Hashanah, and says Rav Shechter, when man is created, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first starts to teach His Torah to Adam HaRishon. And that is why we talk about Kabbalah HaTorah even in the Nusach HaTfilah on Rosh Hashanah, in the Brach of Shofros. Ata Neglesa Banan Kvodecha Al Amkatshcha L'daber. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has appeared to us in a cloud. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rested His Shechina with us through His Torah. We talk about that on Rosh Hashanah because that was the beginning of the exposure of some sparks of Torah, was right at the very beginning of creation, right at the very beginning of creating man. The Gemara in Sota Daf Chafal tells us that Torah is or and not just ner. Ner mitzvah, but Torah is not ner, Torah is or. What's stronger, ner or or? What stronger is? Or, ner is a little candle. Or is when there's light all over the place. So Gemara makes that point, that Torah is a stronger form of light than mitzvah is. But the kasha is the Paskin Tilim Kuf Yutes, ner l'ragli dvarecha, that your words, Hashem, are a ner l'ragli. Sounds like they're only a ner, they are not an or. How do we reconcile the two? The Yalkut Shimoni reconciles the two by suggesting that when we start off in learning, Torah is just a ner, when we just have a little bit. But as we develop more and more, doors open up. And it becomes an or, it becomes something that lights up our whole life. But Rav Shechter points out, a person starts off in learning, he only has a little bit of light. And it's true, ma'at min ha'or docha harbe min ha'choshech. A little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness, but it doesn't push away all the darkness. So a person who's first starting in learning has or v'choshech mishtamshim b'irvuvya. He has light, darkness, all mixed together because he's got a little bit of light, but he still has so much darkness. It's only when one dedicates himself to Torah and learns a lot of Torah that he's able to have his path lit up entirely. And that's where Rav Shechter starts to talk about what the effect that Rav Soloveitchik had on him. That Rav Soloveitchik had so much or, and he provided such deep Torah, so much or to light up the paths of people. The only problem was, Rav Shechter already writes, when Rav Soloveitchik was alive still, in Eretz HaTzvi, there were so many Talmidim that didn't have the Kalim to be Mekabel, that Or. They didn't know exactly how to receive all of that Or. They didn't even understand his Sichas Chulin. They didn't even understand what he would say in conversation, let alone what he would say in Torah. And that led to the unfortunate occurrence of so many people saying ridiculous things in the name of such a gon olam. Rav Shechter points out the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin and Beis tells us that a Talmud that says a davar shel shama mirabo is gorim l'shchina shenestalik miYisrael. When people say things in the name of Rav Soloveitchik and they didn't understand what he was trying to say, how painful that is. That he says this is a davar machiv ma'od. It's something that's very painful to see because it's causing the shchina to be mistalik miYisrael. And Rav Shechter concludes that paragraph by saying, Ve'ein kan mekom laharich b'zeh. This is not the place to talk about this. He's spoken about it in many other places. But going back to the value of Torah, we say v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha. We want Hashem to give us our chelik in Torah because we all have a chelik in Torah. The Zohar writes shishim ribo osios b'Torah. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Only one problem: there aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. What does the Zohar mean? There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. 600,000 is the number that we use to describe the Am Yisrael, to describe the Jewish people. So when you say there are 600,000 letters, we're saying that each of us has a chelik in the Torah. The Megala Amukos writes that Yisrael is Rashi Tevos. Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, Osios, LaTorah is Rashi Tevos, Yisrael. The Medrash in Parsha Shoftim, Rav Shechter points out the following beautiful vart. The Medrash in Parsha Shoftim tells us that there is an issue called Asagas Gavul. One is not allowed to, the Torah says there's an issue called Asagas Gavul, Asasa Gavul Reacha. You're not allowed to move over the fence that borders between your field, your yard, and your neighbor's yard. Says the Medrash, there's one Isser to do that in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, two Isurim of Asagas Gavul. Furthermore, says the Medrash, if you say what Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, and what Rabbi Yeshua says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, you have also violated Hasagas Gavul, moving the fence over. So Rav Shechter says two simple questions on this Medrash. First of all, why would there be a separate Isser of Asagas Gavul in Eretz Yisrael? Isn't it just stealing? When you steal, does it make a difference if you do it in Eretz Yisrael or you do it in Chutz La'aretz? Either way, it's the same Isser. Why do we need a second Isser of Asagas Gavul of taking someone's property in Eretz Yisrael? Second question, what in the world does that have to do with quoting something from one Tana in the name of another Tana? It's got nothing to do with it. Says Rav Shechter so beautifully. The Gemara in Arach and Daflam and Beis and Beis says that we're only knowing Yovel in Eretz Yisrael when Kol Yoshveha Aleha, which we assume means even Rov Yoshveha Aleha, when most of the Jewish people live in Eretz Yisrael. Census statistics, right now, we're pretty much at that point. where most of world Jewry lives in Eretz Yisrael. If not yet, we'll be there very, very soon. The intermarriage rate in Chutz Laretz is astonishing, and Baruch Hashem there's Aliyah, and Baruch Hashem there are Haredim that are reproducing. We're almost there, if not there yet. But so are we going to start being Noeg Yovel? No, because says the Gemara in Eruchin, it's not enough to have Rov Yoshveh Aleha. Every Shevet needs to be Makir Mekomo. Every Shevet has to have its tribal holding in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have that, then we don't have Yovel yet. We don't have Trumas Maisos Mido Raisa. When you don't have every Shevet being Makir, it's Makom. That's what the Rambam writes in Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Alacha Beis, that during the Sheva Shekivshu V'Sheva Shechilku, during the 14 years that the Jewish people were conquering and dividing the land, they didn't have Trumas Maisos and Yovel Mido Raisa, because each Shevet didn't yet have their land. So apparently, when people are in each other's portions of Eretz Yisrael, there's something missing from the Kedushas Haaretz. Kedushas Haaretz is not complete unless everyone has their rightful portion in Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Shechter so beautifully. Now we can answer both questions on the Medrash. Why are there two Isurim of Asagas Gavul in Eretz Yisrael? One Isur is the same Isur Yavin Chutz Laretz. Can't steal your neighbor's property. But then there's a separate Isur, to rob Eretz Yisrael of its Kedusha, when each person is taking away someone else's property, when people are not makir their makom, their place in Eretz Yisrael, it takes away, on a certain level, the Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's the idea. And just as Eretz Yisrael only has its full Kedusha, when each person has his rightful portion, Torah only has its full Kedusha, when each person recognizes his rightful portion in Torah. Every Jew has a portion of Torah, and that's why the Medrash segues right into Reb Lozer, Reb Yeshua. You can't say this one's halacha in the name of that one, because everyone has to be makir their makom in Torah. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches tells us that Chazal learned from Kibush Muhammad, from Vayesh Mimenu Shevi, that we can make a kinyan in war, that there's such a concept that we're kona something through a milchama. Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches uses the same to teach us about kinyan Torah, that through fighting the milchamta shel Torah, a person is kona Torah. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us. Daf Yud Ches, ki im b'toras Hashem cheftzo, u b'toraso yega yomam v'layla. That at first the pasuk calls it Torah Hashem, and then it calls it Torah So. How does it become Torah So? So Rashi writes, Al shmo shel oso talmud shetarach ba. A person fights the battles of Torah. A person works in Torah. A person has amelus in Torah. The Torah becomes his own Torah. We know this is true la'alacha. That a talmud chacham shmachal al kavodo, kavodo machal. Rav Shechter doesn't point this out here, but it's obvious. That a talmud chacham is machal and is kavod, the kavod is machal. Why? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Torah dilehu. It's his Torah. Torah can become yours, your portion in Torah. So Rav Shechter writes that the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi is his chelek in Torah. And he says he called it Eretz HaTzvi, first of all, because before we get to that, he points out that the Sefer is a collection of ma'amarim collected over decades, so the style isn't necessarily consistent. The Sefer Eretz HaTzvi has nothing lahalach lemaisa. It's all in Lamdus, because Rav Dov Lipschitz told him that his first Sefer Shinapi halacha lemaisa, and he writes Od Chazal Lemoed, and in fact, Bikvei Atzon is almost entirely halacha topics. And it includes at the end of the Sefer, in addition to Rav Shachter's own Torah, at the end of the Sefer he has a tshuva from his father of Melech, Lezech Nishmas, Rav Shachter's mother, about Sivoy Habal for a get through a telephone. But he says, why do I call the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi? First of all, Tzvi is my name, so I called it Eretz HaTzvi. You're supposed to have your name in the name of the Sefer. Second of all, Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Eretz HaTzvi. Just as Eretz Yisrael is only B'kedushaso, when people are makir their chelek, the same is with Torah, like he just said. And he says, this is my chelek in Torah, and therefore I call it Eretz HaTzvi. And he says, and third reason is that the primary impetus that he published the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi was because of his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, who it was before the invention of Wayu Torah. Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael couldn't learn his Torah anymore. They had made Aliyah, like they were told is a great value and a wonderful mitzvah to do. And now they can't learn the Torah from the Rebbe anymore. So they begged him to publish his Torah. So he said, since it was based on the pushing of the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, he thought it would be a nice idea to call the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi after Eretz Yisrael.